This rather noisy place, Audio Boo people, is the White Cross Pub in Richmond, which is the very large pub down on the promenade next to the river. And it wasn't quite this loud when we came in here, was it? Fee can't hear me, it's so loud. Cooey! Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I was just saying to Audio Boo on the Zoom that it wasn't this noisy when we came in here.
No, it's a bit... yeah.
It's true. Fee's right.
Shall I make it a bit noisier?
Go on then.
Right, I'm annoying myself with that now. That was me. What you do is you put your finger in the wine or whatever the drink is in the glass, let it dry a little bit, and then you've got enough friction to run it round the edge of the glass. But it has to be a wine glass with a stem, that sort of glass. You can't do it usually with like a beer pint or something.
You're right, okay. Very clever.
And if I drink a bit more, the note will change. Shall I show you?
You can, yep. Any excuse to drink more wine.
Yeah. So, let's try again. Pardon?
It's remarkably loud.
Yeah. My finger slipped.
That's what they all say.
It's not quite. It's not very different though, actually.
Yeah.
Perhaps I drunk too much before I started.
Yeah, maybe. You were drunk too much, I agree.
Pardon? Drunk too much.
You were drunk too much, yeah.
Like you then.
Never.
Yeah.
I don't drink.
No, not much.
Now have we got any beer left?
Pardon? It's nearly all gone.
Oh dear. It's no good, is it?
I bet you've got loads of beer left as well.
About a third of a pint. I've finished the peanuts, so.
I've finished the crisps.
I'm so greedy.
Okay, I've stopped now.
Good. Can't take you out anywhere.
I think it might have given a... Oh, I was going to say, I think it might have given a bit of a hint about the noisiness, but maybe not.
Hey, yeah, wishful thinking, I think. All right, I think that's probably enough.
Pardon?
I think it's probably enough. I'd quite like to be able to come back to this pub.
Okay, I'm sorry. Hello, Hans.
Hello.
That's your hand.
This was the first pub I ever came to in Richmond.
Is it?
My mum and I had lunch here.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was good actually. And we sat here and sort of mulled over the fact that Richmond is very nice, but I'd never be able to afford to live here.
Yeah.
And then by chance somewhere came up.
Excellent.
And 6.5 years later...
You're still here?
I'm still here.
They still haven't got rid of you?
No, true.
There was no one to vote for. Oh well. With me around, it might happen. Oh dear. The spritz is all gone.
Oh no.
It's
a disaster. How are you going to cope?
Robert, why are you holding the Zoom that way round?
Why shouldn't I be?
Well, wouldn't it have been better to have one of us on each side rather than...
No, because I wanted to have the noisiness off to one side and the quietness off to the other.
That's not how I'd have done it.
Well, I'm not you.
Thank goodness. I know you said once you think you'd argue with yourself.
Yeah.
I think I'd argue with myself too.
I mean, it's a good job I'm not you because, you know, two people being able to sing so well.
Two people what?
Being able to sing so well.
That would be great, we could harmonise. That would be fantastic.
Three more bitters this way.
They're ordering three more bitters. I think they've had enough already.
I think you might be right.
Probably more than...
Just for Fee's benefit, I'm going to turn the Zoom around now, so that you have me on your left-hand side, which is over here, and Fee is now on your right-hand side. Say something, Fee.
Pardon?
Say something.
I did, I said hello.
Oh.
Hello.
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 Hello. Well, there's a lot of point to me turning it round. He's not saying anything, though.
Pardon?
Pardon?
What did you say? What did you say? Don't do that. It's really annoying.
No, I'm sorry.
What did you say?
What did I say? Yeah, I said that you're not saying anything now.
Well, what do you want me to say?
I don't know, really. Something.
There's not much point in saying anything in here because it's too loud.
It's true.
And you just go, pardon, like I did.
Pardon?
Stop it. You're not funny.
Really?
Not at the moment, just a little tippy-tippy-tippy. Pardon?
Just a little tinsy wincy bit? Question mark.
No.
She's so cruel.
Sometimes, but not now.
What? You're cruel.
Pardon?
What? You're cruel some of the time.
I'm cruel. No. I said you weren't funny.
Right.
We weren't talking about my cruelty.
I was.
Cruel boo.
Cruel boo, it's true. Oh, have you enjoyed the bit of afternoon?
I did. Yeah. I think we do need to show the boo commute the rubbish bells tomorrow, if possible.
Oh, that means getting up.
Is there a
right
if I strike your
dog? Yeah, go on, you can say that. As long as he doesn't move about too much, that's fine. I don't know if he did after that. Thank you. probably get reported to guide dogs now for allowing somebody to stroke my dog.
Are they not meant to at all when he's on harness?
Well, I tend to be fairly strict about it, except where...
Oh, I've dropped things on the floor! Ah, there it is.
What have you dropped, please?
My brain.
Your brain?
Yeah.
How did you manage to drop that on the floor?
Well...
I thought you left it at home.
No, I think I brought it, but
did
I dropped it, so...
Alright.
If it goes a bit wrong from now on today, it's nothing to do with alcohol, it's just because I dropped it.
It's just because you dropped your brain, yeah, it's slightly bruised.
It is. Like an apple.
Like a what?
Apple.
An apple, I see.
Yes.
Fee's brain is like an apple.
It is.
You heard it first here on Audioboo.
But not an Apple iPhone. Because I can multitask. Properly.
Hang on a moment, let's just go into the app switcher.
What, in my brain?
Yeah.
Well, it's a bit drunken at the moment.
Never.
I don't believe you, Fee.
That's what happens when I drink spritzer.
It's like me. I'm as sober as a judge.
Yeah.
I, Judge Robert, decide that you, Ms. Fiona, have committed the most grievous of offences.
What offences have I committed?
Not laughing at my jokes.
Oh, what's the sentence for that?
To be tickled.
Oh, no! That's not fair.
To within an inch of your life. How do you know you've dropped something?
Because it went doof.
Doof?
Yeah.
Are you sure it wasn't for love?
No. Oh, it's my coat and I can't reach.
Ah, do you think I'm likely to better reach?
Yeah. Because you've got long arms, darling.
Yes.
Looks at me. Long arm of the law. I can't reach. Where is it?
On the floor.
On the floor?
That's what I said. I dropped
Why
it.
Why is it on the floor?
Because I dropped it.
It's a silly place to keep your coat, isn't
I don't
it?
I keep it there. I dropped it.
That's just ridiculous.
And it went doof.
Doof. I'll pick it up when we go.
No, because I need to get stuff out of it and make sure everything's in the pockets and stuff.
But I'll have to disturb my guide dog now.
Oh, please.
All right. Since you ask so lovely.
Lovely,
yeah. Yep. Okay, I'm going underground. Going underground. I don't think I can.
I'm not on the tube.
I don't think I can get under this table. Hang on a second. Oh, dear me. I'm going to do the limbo. It's a long way down here. Jesus. Where on earth is she? Oh, there it is. I have a coat.
Well done.
What shall I do with it?
Give it to me.
What shall I do with a drunken coat?
No, it's me that's drunken.
Well, it's a bit wet.
Wet? No. Oh, crap.
It is now.
No, it was empty.
Oh, that was lucky.
Made a good noise, though, didn't it?
It was wonderful.
My chivalrous darling man.
Oh, thank you, Fee, for your thank you.
Are you two alright? How are the drinks?
Yeah, we're fine, thanks, thank you.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks for checking, though. It's kind
of you.
Right.
Thanks. When you're ready to leave, I'll come over and I'll give you a hand, because obviously it's pretty busy here at the moment.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. But we'll probably... about 5 minutes or so, I would have thought.
I'll come and give you a check.
Yeah, brilliant. Thank you.
I've just found some jingly earrings in my pocket, and I'm going to put them in.
Are you?
Yeah.
And see if you've still got holes in your ears.
I have in the left ear. Now let's try the right ear. Yeah. Yeah. Shall we do a wee bit drunk and say hello?
I don't know. What?
I don't know. Are you a drunken sailor?
I'm not drunk. I've only had a pint. I can't possibly be drunk.
I can.
What should we do with a drunken sailor? What should we do with a drunken sailor? What should we do with a drunken sailor in the morning?
Oh dear.
Oh dear what?
You're singing.
What's wrong with it?
It's out of tune.
Well, what tune should it be then?
What should we do with a drunken sailor? What should we do with a drunken sailor? What should we do with a drunken sailor? Not hello in the morning.
I don't see the difference. I think it sounded pretty much the same.
Early in the morning.
Why are you grinning? And laughing.
I'm coming out of the drunken in the morning.
Oh dear.
Oh dear, she says.
It gets worse.
It does.
It really does.
Just because you have the voice of an angel.
Do continue.
Pardon?
Do continue. Well, actually, it's going a bit high now.
That's what it's supposed to do.
Okay.
Oh dear.
Oh, I know what I can eat when I get back to your house.
What's that?
Pistachio nuts.
Pistachio. Oh yes, you can. Okay. If I forget, they're on my table.
But where?
They're in a little Graze package.
I don't know what they're like. What shape? What's a Graze package
oh,
like?
Oh.
No.